It is now approaching 7:35 on this Tuesday morning wake-up call. It's indeed time for us to have a look at what's happening here in the Fox River Valley and beyond. And as I promised, we have some very fine guests in the studio this morning, as we always have here at WRMN AM 1410. First of all, a near and dear friend of mine, Judy Bromfield. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, having coffee.
Having some coffee?
Well, I pretend.
Yeah, okay. I went down and saw Leo this morning at Domani Cafe.
Oh.
Have you ever had Domani Cafe?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever had one of his breakfast sandwiches?
I have not.
Okay, try one of his breakfast sandwiches. Ask him to make it with Swiss cheese.
Ooh.
It's good.
It sounds dangerous.
Ham and cheese on a French toasted roll.
Oh.
Yeah, it is very dangerous. That's, yeah. You're not kidding about that. He's the reason I'm not on a diet anymore.
Oh.
Thanks, Leo. In the meantime, we've got some pretty serious stuff to talk about, do we not?
We do. And talking about dangerous, we have in the studio this morning an author who's taken on a topic near and dear to her own life. She's written several books, but this book right now coming out in the spring release is called Fly Me to Paradise. The title seems a little vacation-like, however. She uses the ploy of two characters who are facing kind of catastrophic issues to bring about the idea that all of us have choices to make, and some of them catastrophic, and where we step to the plate, and stepping to the plate isn't always as easy as it states itself to be in that tiny little phrase. Mm-hmm. And Catherine herself has actually firsthand experience with stepping to the plate. This book is about learning to trust and learning to face choices, working through fear, and sometimes even accepting that independence is a little overrated. There are times when we really do have to trust and we really do have to count on others. So using the wonderful devices of her book, which is, again, Fly Me to Paradise, she's chosen to underscore some really important issues. Catherine, do you want to tell us a little bit about the book?
I sure do. And I'd like to say thank you for having me here, Mike. Well, it is a romance book, but it is also for men and women. There's lots of action, flying, skydiving, car racing, but there is this relationship issue. In the beginning of the book, Madeline Hope finds herself in a fertility lab being inseminated with what she thinks is a donation from her deceased husband. In reality, there's been a big mistake at the lab, and the biological father is Kurt Williams, is a corporate pilot who is in remission from Hodgkin's disease for 4 years. Mm. So, of course, both of them are stunned at this news. He had donated sperm so that in case the treatment for the Hodgkin's disease would render him unable to have children. But, you know, now he's having one with a perfect stranger, and Madeline also does not, she's an independent businesswoman, does not want a stranger in her life mm-hmm. to help her raise this child. In addition, do you want me to go further?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, sometimes when people are going through a catastrophic illness or a life-threatening illness, they're waiting for the other shoe to fall. You know, sometimes you're just one CAT scan, one chest x-ray, one blood test away from having a recurrence. And people, I think, cope with this type of stress in different ways. He's coping with it by playing Russian roulette with his life, in a sense. Even though he's a pilot, you know, he is a safe pilot. He flies in a safe manner, but he's jumping out of planes, racing cars, doing things that could actually jeopardize his life. And in a sense, every time he wins a round, he's winning a round with the Grim Reaper, and that much closer to the 5-year point of being considered cured from the Hodgkin's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a convoluted way of thinking, but, you know, it's his way of dealing with his stress. So, you know, Madeline has already lost a husband to a tragic car accident. She doesn't not need another chapter of living on the edge. So that's basically the story.
Is the story more about Kurt than it is about Madeline?
You know, it's funny you should ask that. As I was writing it, I was thinking that, well, maybe this is more his story.
Mm-hmm.
It's both of their stories, really, but I sort of became enamored with the character as I was writing the book, and perhaps it is more about his story. But it is the way they either, I can't tell you if they come together.
I was just about to ask you, how does it end? I'm just kidding with
you.
Well,
you have to read the book to find that out.
Of course you do, of course you do.
And you can find the book at Books at Sunset.
No.
Of course you can.
There's more to this book than meets the eye. This book is leading up to a fundraiser we have coming up, is it not?
It certainly is.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
I babysit for my grandchildren 3 days a week, and the other 2 days, Jody Nielsen babysits for the kids, and her little boy, John and Jody's little boy, Cody, they have two, he's had Langerhans cell histiocytosis. He's had it basically since he was born, and John's going to be on soon to tell you more mm-hmm. about the disease, but a little four-year-old should not have to know a life without chemo, and he's known that since he was about 2 months old. So we are having a big signing/fundraiser on Sunday
mm-hmm.
At 2 o'clock at the Carillon at Cambridge Lakes. And a portion of the proceeds will go to this family because they've been inundated with bills, you know, and ever since Cody's illness. So I'm not an expert on the disease. I know John's going to talk more about it in a few mm-hmm. minutes, but that's what we're doing.
Okay. Should we get John on the line?
Absolutely.
Okay. We have John on hold. John, you've been on hold. John, welcome to WRMN this morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Good morning.
Good morning. John Nielsen, correct?
That's correct.
John, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life, 4-year-old boy Cody?
Yes. I wanted to take a few moments and talk about Cody's story.
Mm-hmm.
Our little Cody has been fighting his battle with Langerhans cell histiocytosis. That's LCH for short. And it's an extremely rare white blood disease. It's akin to cancer since 2 months of age. Currently, he is undergoing his third round of chemotherapy. Now at 4.5 years old, he's continuing to battle this disease, which very little is known. It's affecting 1 in 200,000 children. Originally, because there's so little known about it, it was misdiagnosed. And he was confirmed at about 2 months of age that he was suffering from this multi-system disease, LCH, and it's a chronic, debilitating, and life-threatening disease similar to cancer that affects more than just one part of the body. He's endured countless surgeries and procedures, including 6 colonoscopies and endoscopies, more than 8 port-related surgeries, a bone marrow aspiration as well. He spent most of his youth on chemotherapy and steroid treatments, and even now to this day he's still receiving intravenous chemotherapy treatments 3 consecutive days a month from both the hospital and home health care nurses that come out, and he's taking a second form of chemotherapy weekly. We're hopeful that his disease is going to go into remission, but right now his outlook's uncertain because there's little known about this, and it's considered an orphan disease. And the reason it is because there's not enough known about it, and it doesn't affect as many people in the world that would constitute governmental funding. So it gets zero funding from the government, so all research and everything that goes into it is completely private. The disease actually affects the various organs that can include the liver, brain, skin, GI tract, and ultimately can cause these systems to break down. Cody is an amazing little boy. I'll tell you, he's shown nothing but strength and bravery throughout many of these treatments, doctor visits, hospital stays, and surgeries. In addition to not only having the histiocytosis, he was recently diagnosed with von Willebrand's disease, which is a form of hemophilia. He underwent another surgery for this in October, to minimize the severe and frequent bloody noses that he's been enduring. He will need to be treated for this disease his entire life, and there's no known cure. So he'll just have it for as long as he is there. He's an inspiration to all of us, and no matter how sick he feels, he always has a smile on his face and a story to tell. that either melts our hearts or just makes us laugh hysterically. He's truly a fighter and an angel in every sense of the word. He wants nothing more than to not be tired and sick all the time and just be normal, just be a normal little boy. And he's got such compassion for others, and his strength melts and breaks your heart. It truly does. He's looking forward to celebrating his birthday with his big brother, Sean Thomas, and already has his birthday theme and wish planned out. His theme is going to be Mickey Mouse, and his birthday wish, which is a secret, is to get better and stop chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to take a quick moment to thank Jody's mom, Betty, her dad, Tom, her sister, Jennifer, and all of our friends, Kathy, who has supported us throughout the years, their daughter Carmen and their family, the radio station, especially Judy. Thank you so much, Judy, for giving us these precious moments on the air to tell the story. We really, really appreciate that. And everyone who supported us throughout everything that Cody's been going through, with the ongoing love, support, kindness, and generosity that we've actually been very blessed to have in our lives. Can I take one moment to let my little guy Cody and Sean say hello?
John, you can do whatever you want to.
Okay, Cody, say hello.
Hi.
Hey, Cody, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Mhm.
What do you have planned for today? Anything special?
We went to the hospital.
Oh, okay. Okay. How you feeling today?
Good.
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have favorite friends at the hospital that you really, really like?
Mm.
Cody? Is your birthday coming up? Taking a little coaching.
This is our other son, Sean Thomas, who has been just such a wonderful big brother to his little brother after everything that he's been through. Sean reads stories to him every night and is truly entertaining for his brother when he's not feeling well.
Mm.
My name is Sean.
Hey, Sean. How are you today?
Good.
Good. You know you're on the radio?
Yeah.
Good. Is that special for you?
It is special.
I love my brother.
Oh, that's nice. I have a feeling we all love your brother.
Yes. Bye.
Take care, Sean. Bye, Cody. We're so happy to have had the family here. Bye.
Hi, and my name's Jody. I'm actually Cody and Sean's mom. And I just really wanted, I know John told you the information as far as what Cody has endured and continues to, but we really wanted to take this time today just to tell you about what this battle is and what this disease is. It's just truly so, there's not enough information out there about it, and it really is what John said, an orphan disease where there's not much financial support. And it's truly unfortunate that now more and more we're spending time getting out there to spread the word so that people do know what he has and what is going on with him. And just people like Kathy, we truly love you. You have just been so helpful to our family. And even just by this, with the book signing and getting the interview for us with Judy, thank you, Judy, as well, and the radio station, just for letting us share Cody's story and what he's battled and been through since he was born. So we just wanted to say thank you so much. We just truly appreciate it. And we love you, so thank you.
We love you too, Jody, and John, and Cody, and Sean.
Thank you again.
Thank you. We just truly appreciate it. And we just wanted to say thank you to everyone, your daughter, Carmen, and your family, my parents especially. They're always here, Betty and Tom Plasek, and Jennifer Plasek, our sister, just for their support. We just we don't know where we would be without our friends and family, so thank you.
When a young family struggles and fights, it becomes a community's concern. So we're so glad that you called in today to share what you've been through, what you've struggled with, and how beautiful your boys are.
Oh, thank you. They truly are. They're our angels. We just every day brings a new adventure, new experience, and they are just best of friends.
We're impressed with Sean as well, because it takes a truly unselfish big brother to take time out of his life and often, you know, needing perhaps focus on himself to share with his younger brother that he's, you've done a wonderful job.
They truly are. They're just, they're wonderful together. Mm-hmm. And Sean is just, for all that he has been through as well, like you said, it's just, it's amazing how he just steps up and he's always there for his little brother. He wants his little brother to be better. You know, at Christmas time, they both wrote their letters to Santa Claus, and they both put on their, at the top of their list was for Cody to be better and to be able to play and to do things like other children do and not have to go in for treatments. But it was just so sweet how they, both of them instantaneously thought of each other. For Sean thinking of Cody to be better, and Cody thinks of Sean all the time. They are truly best of friends.
Best of friends and two fighters in your family. You can't ask for more.
No, you can't. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. We love them to pieces. Not two pieces, but pieces. I always think of them. So.
Well, your pieces will be with us this coming Sunday, and your family will be with us this coming Sunday. We're hoping, given all circumstances working out, because we do know that Cody's got some hospital issues this week. But this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Carillon Clubhouse, this fundraiser will be on set, and the author, Catherine Andorka, will be sharing elements of her story as families and individuals face catastrophic issues, and how you step to the front and the choices that you make are issues that touch, I think, everyone's life, but it's how you handle it with grace and goodness that proves the story. And the story is, Catherine Andorka's book is...
Well, I do want to say something. I know we're dealing with some really heavy issues here, but actually my speech is going to be a little bit on the lighter tone. I'm going to be talking about the research that I did for the book. It was like very on-hands research. The flying, some of the skydiving research that I did. I've got some funny stories, or fun stories, let's say. We'll let the audience decide if they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to keep that part of it lighter. So it's not going to be, you know, all too sad. It's going to be, we're going to celebrate. Going to celebrate Cody's life.
So come
He's
celebrate
with
us on
there
Sunday.
There you go. There you
us.
Go.
There's lots of hope.
The Carillon Clubhouse is located on 72 and Ranking Road, right, Catherine?
72 and Ranking Road at the Carillon and Cambridge Lakes.
In Pin Creek Road.
In Pin Creek Road.
Which is hardly a heartbeat from Elgin.
Not far at all. Mm-hmm. You shoot down Lake Street and you take Ranking Road and cross 72, you're right there.
And Catherine promises you a drink that afternoon.
I do.
I'm not telling them all kind of drink.
There will be food.
Yeah. And Cody will have cookies.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you need? Yeah. I love that. They heard cookies already.
Ah, I don't know if they're chocolate chip or not, but, you know, I am a chocolate person, Catherine.
All kinds of cookies.
All right, Catherine.
Yeah, they have sugar. That's
we'll make sure they're there.
There we go.
Real quickly, I have someone on hold now on a different phone line who called in this morning. I want to go to that person. We'll introduce them on the air. George, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Michael. Judy Brownfield, George Rowlington, how are you?
Hey, hey, hey. Hi, George.
Judy, you're doing terrific, terrific things in the community, and really important that you brought this story to light. What I'm wondering, Judy, is I have all these brand new books.
Ah.
Would it be appropriate if I donated 100 books, various titles, all brand new, with all the proceeds, every penny made from those books to go to Cody?
I think that would be amazing,
okay.
George.
Well,
amazing.
Judy, call me off here. I'll make arrangements. I'll put some cookbooks in there.
Oh, George.
Some new cookbooks that I have just published.
Oh,
so 100 books with every penny of the proceeds going to Cody.
Oh, and how generous.
Appreciate you opening up your store and your space and your heart for this young man, for this young boy.
George, thank you so much.
To hear from you off the air, Judy. Great
Thank you.
Work, and
Thank you.
God bless Cody and everybody.
Thank
everybody
you.
Should
Thank
get involved in things like this.
We truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait to hear from you, Judy.
Oh, you've got it, George.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. George Rawlinson, another humanitarian.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding. Yeah. We are running out of time for the segment of this Tuesday morning wake-up call. We need to wrap things up here, and I'm so sorry. I wish we had an extra hour to spare.
You've been so generous. Thank you.
Well, and it's coming up this Sunday, May 15th at 2 o'clock at the Carillon.
No. No,
May 17th,
April.
I'm sorry.
No, April 17th.
April 17th, this Sunday.
See, I'm all discombobulated here.
Sunday.
It's April 17th, this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Carillon in Cambridge Lakes.
Gotcha.
Actually, May 15th, I'll be at the Gail Borden Library. That's why the confusion.
That's where I got a little
confused.
But
all the information is on my website.
Okay.
The maps and all the information. It's www.catherineandorca.com. Shall I spell that?
Of course.
CatherineAndorca.com.
And Books at Sunset, you can drop in if you have questions or give us a call.
Sure.
Always.
Sure.
This is a wonderful thing, and thank you so much, this young family, for calling in today and giving us Cody and Sean. What fun
thank
to
you
be
again. We really appreciate it. We love you all.
You're welcome.
You.
And I would like to thank you, Mike.
Sure. John, go ahead.
Yes, may I say one thing before we go?
Of course.
Something that often gets unrecognized is my wife, Jody, who has been through everything that Cody's gone through from day one, who is babysitting to help make ends meet. She is truly, truly an amazing, amazing woman who never asks for a thank you or anything like that. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Wonderful. Thank you. Those are nice words. Thank you very much for calling us today, John, and good luck to you and your entire family.
Thank you.
Tell Cody and Sean we say goodbye as well.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep,
that was
my pleasure.
Very kind-hearted of you today.
Judy, as always, without you, I would not have known about this event, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to reading your book.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me here.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
In the meantime, I do have to step up for a commercial break. We'll have more right after these.
May 7th through the 15th is National Tourism and Travel Week. Whether it's business, leisure, or a last-minute trip, find hotels, motels, resorts, inns, bed and breakfasts, condos,